Hare Krishna. On the occasion of Gopashtami, let us consider what this special event in Lord Krishna's life signifies for us. In the spiritual world, the Brahma Samhita says time is conspicuous by its absence. And yet in Krishna Leela, time flows. And Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur in his purport to this Brahma Samhita verse explains that time is an eternal present over there. That does not mean that time doesn't flow. Time flows, but time flows simply to create variety and beauty in the pastimes of Krishna. Time does not control and destroy as it does in this world. So, just to give occasions for his devotees to relish newer and newer pastimes and to celebrate newer and newer occasions, festivals. Look, there is time in the spiritual world. So, when Krishna appears in this world, he grows. And he grows from a small baby to a youth. And while he is growing thus, actually he offers his devotees opportunities to relish distinctive pastimes. So, one such pastime is the rite of passage that is marked by Gopashtami. Rite of passage, R-I-T-E, rite is like ritual. Rite of passage refers to significant events that happen in people's lives. For example, a student passing the matriculation exam or a student passing the graduation exam. This is considered to be like a rite of passage. Or a person getting married, that is also a rite of passage. That means when we are going through our life journey, very significant markers, events that are very important, they are called as rites of passage. So in Krishna's life also there are rites of passage. And the devotees celebrate that jubilantly. So when Krishna was small, he would take care of the cows. And when he would take care of the cows, he would just, in the vicinity of Vrindavan, the cows would graze. And the small cows, Krishna would love to take care of them. But as he grew up, his desire to act like a normal cowherd and take care of cows grew. And along with the growth of his desire, grew the anxiety of Yashodamai. Because Yashodamai felt that if Krishna goes deep into the forest, what will happen? She didn't want Krishna to be out of sight for even one moment. What to speak of outside, out of sight for the whole day, if Krishna would go out deep into the forest. But Krishna insisted, Nanda Maharaj suggested that now Krishna has grown up and Krishna should be entrusted the cows to take care of. Yashodamai said, no, you have so many assistants, let them take care of the cows. There are so many demons attacking Krishna even when he is in Vrindavan. If he goes out, who knows what dangers will come. Krishna became very angry and he said, no, mother, you are always spoiling my fun. I was longing to go to the forest and now you are saying no. He said, I am going to go to the forest. And he, in his own sweet way, threw a temper tantrum. And then Yashodamai and the Maharaj discussed privately and they said, finally Yashodamai said, you know, we cannot let Krishna get upset. And you are right. So then the Maharaj was surprised initially because he was expecting opposition. But he also understood the selfless nature of Yashodamai's love for Krishna. You know, she wanted to protect Krishna, but at the same time, she did not want Krishna to be unhappy. And putting a stone on her heart, she gave consent to Krishna going deep out into the forest. And Krishna was jubilant. And Krishna refused to wear any shoes. He said that, mother, if you want me to have shoes, then actually I am serving the cows. Trunacharanugam Shriniketanam. That Lord who is the residence of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi resides on his chest as Shri Vatsa, Shri Niketanam. That Lord, what was he doing? The gopis in their song sing, Trunachara Anugam. Trunachara, those who eat grass, Anugam. He was going behind them, serving them as they were going around grazing. So Krishna said, I am the servant of the cows. And how can the cows, how can the servant have something more than the master? If you want me to wear shoes, then even the cow should have shoes. And Ashwatthama said, the cow, Nandamaya has 9 lakh cows, 36 lakh shoes. Well, I don't have so many shoes. So Krishna said, I will not wear shoes. So this conversation was going on near the cow shed. And all the cows heard it with their ears aloud and thought, no, we cannot let Krishna's feet be hurt. So that because of their intense desire to protect Krishna, that night by the arrangement of Yogamaya, the ropes that were tying them became unwound. And all these cows ran out into Vrindavan's forest. And everywhere they went and with their hard hooves, they hit the ground. And all over Vrindavan, they reduced all the sharp objects into fine, soft powder. And in this way, they prepared all of Vrindavan for the arrival of Krishna. Removing all thorny objects, removing all obstacles so that Krishna could relish the pastimes. So this is Vrindavan, where Krishna wants to serve the cows and the cows want to serve Krishna. And in this rite of passage, where Krishna becomes a cowherd and takes care of the cows, this demonstrates this sweet reciprocation of loving service between the Lord and His devotees. Because of our conditioning, often we feel, why do I have to be a servant? But actually, if we understand what the nature of service is in the spiritual world, it's an expression of love. It's not an expression of domination by someone. It's an expression of affection. And when we understand this, then our heart also longs to enter into that world of affectionate love and also to serve the Lord, serve His devotees, and thereby ultimately enter into the circle of love. That is the spiritual world. So in Gopashtami, you can pray to Krishna and to His cows and to His devotees that they may also bless us so that one day we can enter into their circle of affectionate service. Thank you.